And it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. It's brought to you by the all-new 2013 Chevrolet Malibu. A beautifully refined interior with sports sculpted seats, available ambient lighting, and chrome accents. The all-new Chevy Malibu has everything to put you in a Malibu state of mind. Jackie Reed, this morning, not in our New York studios. Where are you, Jackie?
I'm down at Rockefeller Plaza. You know, the tree is up. They lit it on Wednesday, and we do our annual holiday, promo where we're standing in front of the tree, everybody at NBC, and singing, you know, a holiday Christmas carol.
Oh, yeah, what you singing, Jack?
I don't know yet. Singing? We learned it when we get down there. They have it on big cards, and they play it in New York throughout the holiday season.
Jackie doesn't sound like she's in the holiday spirit.
Yes, she
no.
I am. It's just cold.
Always, yeah.
No, she's it's probably saying,
hate all men.
That's not fair. Jackie, what are you talking about today? Jackie?
Okay, what? Tom.
Yes.
You know what? Let me tell you, because I have a guest on the phone, and I'm doing something special here, so bear with me.
Okay.
Stephanie, who's working with our audio, she's going to do me a favor and put our guest that we have on hold, and she's going to get another guest on the phone for me, because who I have on the phone is Miss Ella Edwards. We're going to get her on the phone. Now, you probably heard of her story. She had retired, Tom, and planned to live a simple life. She didn't have a lot of money. That is until her son died suddenly in 2009 of natural causes. They don't know why he died. He was in his 20s. Now, in the middle of suffering tremendous grief, Ms. Edwards was hit with the fact that she had to pay thousands in student loans for her son's college education at Wayne State.
I've read about this.
Yeah, oh my goodness. She reached out to the financial institution responsible for the federal loans, sent them a death certificate, and they forgave it.
Okay.
Now, her son also had a private loan, and when she sent them proof of his death, they refused to forgive the loan. So she has to pay it back, and it is $10,000. The loan is for $10,000, but because of the interest and how little she can pay, she says that, you know, her son was paying on it. They've been paying on it, and since his death, she's continued. It's been about 8 or 9 years, she tells me, and she's only able to pay the interest. She's never gotten it below $10,000. And after several harassing phone calls, she told me that she had no choice but to come out of retirement. Tom, she's in her 60s. And she's working back on the assembly line as a seamstress at a car factory in Michigan, a job she told me that she struggles with because, you know, she's ill and exhausted from stress, but she really has no choice. Now, what is encouraging is that Ms. Edwards started a petition with Change.com and has gathered, Tom, almost 200,000 signatures. But will that make a difference? We don't know. So I'm hoping to go inside her story with Miss Ella Edwards, but I don't know if she's on the line.
She's not.
So, Jackie, help me with this.
Okay.
If you die, what you owe goes to whoever inherits your estate?
Typically. I mean, she co-signed for it.
Okay, yeah.
She co-signed for this particular loan. Because she co-signed for the loan,
The fact that he died means that they still have to go after.
Right. Even though she didn't get the money, it went, you know, to the school. Is William Winters on the line?
No.
So who is the petition going to?
Now, the petition will go to the lender, and that's, you know, what I was trying to get clear, because on the petition, it names two particular institutions, American Education Services and National Collegiate Trust. But there's also another company that's named in articles and that she told me about called First Marblehead Corp. So she said that the lending institution that they originally got it from sold it to some, you know, they do that.
Right.
They can sell the loan to someone else who will take over the collection of it. So she's not even very clear on that. So the petition will go to this company, and hopefully it will encourage them to forgive the loan.
Mr. Winters is on the line.
Okay, Mr. Winters?
Hi.
Hi, William. William Winters is with Change.com, Tom, and they're the ones who organized this petition. And I just want to ask you first off, Mr. Winters, is this going to make a difference, this petition? Because this lending company seems pretty stern.
Yeah, you know, I I really do think that this petition has a chance to make a really big difference. So first off, I'm with change.org, and the petition can be found at change.org/Ella. Miss Edwards started the petition. This isn't our petition. Miss Edwards came to our website to start the petition after she heard about a young man named Ryan Brisky, who in the spring started a petition to try to get the student debt for his dead brother forgiven after his father was forced out of retirement.
And did that work?
His dead brother's tumor. Absolutely. KeyBank, which is a bank based in Ohio, I believe, not only forgave their loan, but also changed their policies.
Okay, Jackie, let me just ask one last question, Jackie. Now she's going back to work.
Yeah.
Will the bank garnish her check?
I don't know. She told me, and William, you can jump in here if you like. She told me that she has received several harassing phone calls. She says that if she calls them and says that she's going to be late, she said, and gives them a date when she will pay, she says they call her every day. They say, okay, we'll expect that, but we're going to call you every day until it arrives.
Oh, my God.
She says the harassment that she's undergone is so stressful, and she says she just doesn't know how much longer she can deal with this. Because, again, she has so little money, she can only pay on the interest.
Mm.
So, and William, I'm sorry, it is change.org is the organization, and it's change.org/Ella, E-L-L-A, if you want to sign this petition, and hopefully it will make a difference. We were trying to get Ms. Edwards on the phone because she was trying to get a break so she could talk to us. She can't even get a break on her job.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right, Jackie.
All right, you guys.
Can we read about this on Black America Web?
I'm sure that it'll be on there soon if it's not already.
Okay,
good, Jackie. Because it's gaining national attention.
All right.